This is your last chance to enter the Ohio Lottery's Fun Turns 50 promotion. Score $3,500 and two tickets to the epic party at the Rock and Roll Hall of Fame, where you could win part of another $400,000 in cash prizes. Enter the new 50th anniversary scratch-off or $50 worth of eligible non-winning $5 or $10 scratch-offs and My Lotto rewards through the Ohio Lottery app. Hurry up. The last entry deadline is May 13th. Lottery players are subject to Ohio laws and commission regulations. Play responsibly.
Ronnie here.
Brian here.
With another PSA.
Yeah.
Directly related to the AI Social Club. Listen to me, Brian. It has been a smash success. We have had two incredible Kikis in two incredible months. This month, August, will be our third month. There was a little glitch in the system. And by that, I mean Tony either is or is not being fired. It's not clear yet. Which is that when some people signed up, there was a little drop-down menu asking them, did they want to do 3 months or forever or whatever it was.
Sure.
Anyway, the real setup of the club is you sign up, you join for 3 months, and after 3 months, if you don't want to be part of the club anymore, you can cancel any time. Congratulations.
Wonderful. Okay? Yeah.
That is membership in the club. People that are already signed up that want to keep going, you don't have to do anything.
Don't do a thing.
But there are people who either intentionally or unintentionally signed up for only 3 months. I can't believe I'm telling this whole story, but I am. Those people will have received an email from askron@gmail.com informing them that they need to sign up again, basically.
Right.
And that what I will say is, if you don't want to continue, that's your business, but your membership number will be reassigned to someone else.
Wow.
If you want to continue, you can remain a member in good standing, but you need to alert us by September 1st.
There okay? you go. So if you did the 3 month drop down, we need an update, baby.
That's correct. And some people may have sent it as a gift or this or that. You want to keep sending it as a gift. None of that is my concern. That's something you can figure out with Tony or with Connor or whomever. Mm-hmm. But if you only signed up for 3 months and you want to stay in the club, you've got to sign up again. You will have received an email from askrana@gmail.com alerting you to the fact that your status and your membership is in jeopardy.
And I want to say this to all the staff at Ask Rana.
Yeah.
It has now become clear to me that our jobs hang by a thread at every turn.
Why?
I don't know. You just threatened to fire Tony. I'm just saying we've got to mind our P's and Q's.
Well, either do your job or you won't have a job. That's sort of how it works.
That's yeah. exactly right.
And I'll also say this, though. We sort of announced this on an episode coming up because we're out of order right now, which everyone can tell. We're airing
it's
our dirty
summer.
Laundry this week. Yeah, it's yeah. summer. But what really happened was we had Dear Darcy, who we needed to wedge in because we were holding on to her until she got a release date and her fabulous show is coming out August 12th.
Yeah.
But we are running a contest, a promotion,
yep.
an
raffle.
Excitement, whatever you sure. want to call it. People that sign up for September, anyone who is a member in good standing, that's why this applies to these people. Anyone who is a member in good standing for September, they have signed up by September 1st, will be entered to win the following. Either they can come on the show and do a 5-minute AMA, Ask Me Anything. With us. They can come on for 5 minutes. They can talk about whatever they want.
On the show.
They can get advice. I'm talking about a live episode. And not live, but an episode.
Yes, an episode.
A free feed episode.
That's right.
Or if they're shy, we'll do like either an outgoing message or a video for them.
Yep.
But that is only for members of the AI Social Club that are signed up for September. So they have to be signed up by September 1st.
All I know is our jaunt is hopping from iceberg to iceberg right now, getting down here to do this.
Frogga, frogga, frogga.
Exactly.
All right, dear. So now we've done 3.5 to 20.5 minutes of intro for this show. So I'm excited about it. But enjoy Darcy. We recorded this a couple months ago. It's absolutely fabulous. And she's terrific and was so excited about the show. Watch A League of Their Own, August 12th, Amazon.
Yeah.
Well, wait a minute. We've got an extra special treat for people today.
Oh my gosh.
This episode, this is a little, I'm doing a little public service announcement.
PSA. Before, yeah.
So people know. We recorded this episode a couple of months ago, but we were holding on to it with our hot little hands because this is one of today's stars. Okay.
That's right. And the stars had to align for the star episode to be released, and it finally did.
Amazon is releasing A League of Their Own, yeah. The new TV series starring Darcy Cardin, and Abby Jacobson and a few other fabulous people, pardon me. It comes out August 12th, and we were lucky enough to record Darcy a couple of months ago. So yeah. Here's the interview. We've been holding on to it with our hot little hands. Mm-hmm. What that means is the following. During the interview, I think we talk about when's it coming out. We don't know for sure. So that's going to happen.
So, yeah.
And probably I wasn't begging people to join the social club at that point. So, you know.
Begging, allowing people to run.
Yeah. Allow. That's so true. I wasn't extending membership.
The invitation.
People.
That's right.
ASocial.club.
I mean, come on.
We hope you enjoy. Dear.
Doll. Hello, doll.
Hello.
Jolly. Here she comes.
Jolly.
Yes. Jolly.
It's so nice to have you back where you belong.
Jolly. Yes.
Looking swell. Brian. I can tell. Brian.
Yeah.
That's how she would
but
say
honestly, I could hear her sing all day.
I'll tell you what. Saying Brian with a Y is easier than saying Brian with an I as Carol Channing. I can't explain it, but if you were reading the line, Brian with a Y makes the I doesn't do it. The Y does that.
That's true. I understand because you're almost saying Y. Yeah.
Brian.
Yeah.
Makes perfect sense.
Ugh, I love new discoveries.
I love new discoveries too.
It's so great.
Speaking of which, by the time this comes out, I'm just going to tell people for free. We don't normally tell people. We're in a time machine a little bit.
All right.
We're in a time machine, and we're in a time machine because you're on a journey to the center of the earth at the moment.
I am. I am on my way. I am going to.
When this comes out, will you be back or you won't be back?
I will be back. So okay. By the way, I've just been to Machu Picchu and it changed my life. I'm a different person, Rana. I really
am. As far as we know, you're back. But it's possible that you went to Machu Picchu, fell in love on the train, and you're still there and you're learning how to weave. Make baskets or something.
Exactly. You're doing
dry
stonework.
Or making those little charm dolls. Yeah.
Correct.
Something.
Correct. Yeah. Yeah. You're right. I mean, I don't know where my life has taken me, but I'm here now.
Well, I'm excited. I wish this was the episode where we were hearing about the trip. But instead, it is the episode that we have done in preparation for the trip so that you can go and feel you have no earthly obligations while you're there.
That's true. Except sleeping on the earth, which I'm not looking forward to. Or maybe I loved it. We'll never
know. I think you're going to surprise yourself and love camping outside.
I hope so. I think I will too. I hope.
It's a little bit like Everest up there anyway. There's 4,000 people.
That's true. It's not like you're
they
alone.
They figured it out. They know where bathrooms are and where the ropes are. And
By the way, there's been no conversation with me about the bathroom situation. And so I'm about to email
them. Have you engaged them in that conversation?
I haven't. I just was hoping it would be in an email somewhere and I wouldn't have to engage.
Yeah. Have you Googled it?
No, but I will. Good idea. Because it's something I'm stressed about.
Don't be.
Yeah.
You can't pay that much money for a trip and they don't have a plan for you and you're number two. And by your number two, I don't mean your date.
No.
Don't be stressed about that. Plus, all they do is live on coffee there. They're drinking coffee for breakfast, lunch, and dinner.
That's true. Believe and that altitude tea. Yeah.
What is altitude?
There's some kind of tea they make in Cusco that they've made for centuries.
You better watch out. It's going to be a hallucinogen. Yeah, go on.
Honestly, I hope so. Anything to take me out of my brain right now would be great.
Get out of here. Your brain's perfect.
You're so sweet, Rana.
What do you want to get out of your brain for?
I know.
Your brain's great. What you should do on this trip is get there and get together with your brain instead of out of your brain.
I like that.
Settle in with your brain while you're there.
You know, great company. Thanks, Rana.
These people that are on this trip, how many other people are going to be on the trip with you? Do you know?
Yeah, it's like 7 or 8.
Oh, I can't wait.
Me too. Actually, I now that the lady you just
from,
put it
I
that way.
I hope the lady from the Killer Whale trip is on this trip too.
Me too. She's honestly.
She now will that, be, even if she has a different name.
Now that you've just put it to me that way, I am excited for these characters to be unveiled.
It's going
to
be wonderful. And you might even meet somebody great who has a wonderful house, someone that they invite you to. You don't know. You're going on a Richie Rich trip. You might meet some Richie Riches.
But I'm not going on the richiest rich. So,
can you still upgrade it?
Well, the upgrade was ridiculous. It was sort of like, well, no, I don't need someone to like hold my hand.
Oh, you had a butler.
It was that sort of thing where it was like, oh, I don't need that. Yeah.
No, you don't need a butler.
No.
That's for old people.
Exactly.
Yeah.
Yeah. So nice if you ever do that trip, Rana, you'll know, you know. Yeah. Yeah. So anyway, what's on the agenda today? We've got a guest later and, oh, the social club. We should talk about the cocktail club, Rana. ARsocial.club is obviously a massive hit. Everyone who's in there has been a Rana, you okay? Are you frozen? Everyone who's in there, oh no, I see you blinking now. Everyone who's in there has really been enjoying it. July is coming up, so new shipments coming up, very exciting. ARsocial.club or ARsocialClub.com. Ron, are you okay?
I mean,
ARsocialClub.com.
That was unkind and uncalled for, is all I will say about that.
Which part?
The part where you suggested that I should take the elderly trip to Machu Picchu if I ever go.
Oh, no, I just meant because it's probably more luxurious.
Uh-huh.
So please sign up now. It's live now, arsocialclub.com or arsocial.club. Yeah. And also Shades of Vanilla Coffee, Carriage House Blend,
AspranaCoffee.com.
And of course, your gorgeous Negrana, which by the way, the sun is shining brighter than ever this summer. What a weird thing to say. So you can go to Negrana.
I know what you mean, though. You do. I think what you mean is that
honestly,
it's so gorgeous, the color.
Picture. That's literally what
and
I'm
so
thinking
so the way
of.
That the color, the sun hits the Negrana.
It's honestly what I meant.
Is Raiders of the Last Ark when they go into the Staff of Ra. 100%. And then the sunbeam hits through the.
Ooh,
the,
I can watch that movie again.
Yeah.
I love that movie.
Oh, you could. And you could also watch it July 4th weekend because we always, I'll tell you what. We should consider, we haven't done this in a while. We were only doing it on Patreon. We should consider doing a blockbuster watch and talk for Blockbuster July 4th weekend.
For
we usually watch Jaws or Raiders of the Lost Ark or Jurassic Park, and we do it outside by my pool.
Right.
So, but really on the Vineyard where I set up the screen behind the art barn, and we use the wall of the art barn for my outdoor theater.
It's so beautiful.
So if you are going to be in Marblehead for 4th, you can watch it here. But
and just so you guys know, when she says barn, because when she told me about an art barn, I was like, that's pathetic. Because like barns are so shambly. But it doesn't really look like her property is not ugly there. It's not like rundown.
Oh, this is the theme today. Backhanded compliments is the theme today. You know what? This is funny. I told you he's going to make two minutes ago. He's talking about how in love he was with me.
I am in love with you, Rana.
Having a love assance. And now he feels that his love for me is so overwhelming. It's making him feel like he's weak.
He
has to be naughty and mean to me on this podcast.
My dearest Rana right now, who's such a wonderful friend to me. So how about that?
You know what? Everyone's full tired of your BS. Read a couple of these comments and a couple of these letters because we have a fun old friend and guest of the show today.
She's never been on this show. That's wild.
Which is crazy, but she's such a blast. I can't wait.
Oh my God, she's the best. Okay. W. Kanye.
And she has a fun name to say.
For you to say, she certainly does.
Darcy Cadden. We'll have to ask if she's named after Mr. Darcy. I don't think I've ever asked her that question.
Oh, from Pride and Prejudice.
Yeah, of course.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Okay.
Any relation to Mr. Darcy?
To Mr. Darcy.
Yeah.
Darcy Cadden.
Yeah.
W. Conyer says, charming cherubs. That should be that. Honestly, that's the jewelry
I'll
line
tell you
I
what, I also
QVC.
Looked on our comments the other day. I haven't looked in a while on Apple Podcasts. We have a lot of comments, maybe not as much as some other shows, but our fans and our audience are so fabulous. And we're always asking them, please rate,
well, now's a good time.
Review. I would love to
five
see
stars,
that number.
Five stars only.
I would love to see that number hit 3,000. I would love to see it hit 3,000.
Ooh, that's a good challenge.
Yeah.
Oh, I got to go back and read some of them.
Takes 2.5 seconds. Go on.
Okay. W. Conyer says, charming cherubs. Rana's voice brings all the joy of ASMR without the disgusting mouth noises.
Mm.
Brian's energy is that of a retired cheerleader who now serves as an MBSR guru.
What does that mean?
Mind-body stress reduction.
Oh, I don't know. Is that a new thing?
No, it's basically like meditation.
Uh-huh.
Wow. Listen to this, okay? Five stars only, excuse me. I love them. Kiss, kiss.
Retired cheerleader.
Yeah, that
you know, it's funny. I'm used to being the person that's called old around here. And you even started the show getting a real kick out of calling me old. And then this person said, you are the kind of cheerleader whose body doesn't work anymore.
Retired cheerleader.
Yeah. That's like a coach, right?
Yeah.
Yeah. Well.
Who also does like some kind of, by the way, who probably has a line of jewelry that she sells out of her home called Charming Cherubs.
I guess.
So I guess that's me.
I'd buy one.
You would absolutely not buy one, Ron.
That's true.
Matt P.S. says, Dear Abby meets Joan Rivers. I recently stumbled upon this duo and can't believe how much I've been missing out. Rana is wise beyond her years. And BDE Brian, I don't know what BDE means. All these
BDE, best something. I'll look it up while you're reading. Hold on.
Balances her perfectly with his tongue-in-cheek wit. Guaranteed to become the highlight of your week. And crayon shaver. I love this headline. Someone's, listen, Linda.
Oh, excuse me. Pardon me.
I found this podcast.
I can't tell you what it means. It's too dirty.
What does it mean? Like body domination eccentric?
Big D energy.
Big dick energy. Oh, fuck yeah. Fuck yeah.
Excuse me.
Fuck yeah. Crayon Shaver says, listen, Linda, all caps. I do have
you
big
became
dick
very masked in that moment.
That's because I do have a big dick.
See, I'm learning. Excuse me. That's fine. Thank you. You're welcome. Congratulations. Moving on.
I found this podcast when I started traveling nursing in 2019. It was the only thing keeping me sane working nights in the deep south. Thanks for all the great advice, Rana and Brian. Listen to this. Breighyan.
No one has done
Brianne.
That. Brianne.
That's what it
Brianne.
Is.
No one has even done that before. That's fabulous.
Sincerely, an unruly bottom. I love everything.
An unruly
about
bottom
the show.
Is very funny.
I got to tell you.
We have a great audience.
And I what love about it.
How much fun must these people have writing these comments?
No
or
kidding.
Or even these letters, because the art of letter writing is a lost art. And people, I have to say, I was thinking about this the other day when we were reading a follow-up from somebody, or I was reading a follow-up that they sent. And I thought to myself, this person took the time and the thought to say, I really want to write a nice email to them. And I'm going to write a nice email and I'm going to construct it nicely. And I'm going to think about what I'm going to put down. And I'm going to express my thoughts instead of TTYLCU brunch. No.
Right. And like, it's not like we're answering. I love that we don't answer like text messages.
We answer these people's tell us that, you know, on death row and what should we do for a pot? And we answer and they write back THX.
Mm-hmm.
We don't get that. Our people have not lost the art of being human.
They're wonderful.
Yeah. All right. Listen to me. We've got to move on because we have a fabulous guest here today. And I want to spend as much time with her as possible.
I can't wait. She's wonderful, Rana.
You know her from Good Place, but boy, do you know her from plenty of other things. I can't wait to hang out with her.
And she's on a hotly anticipated new show.
Oh, and she's on a hot streak, Padme.
She's on a hot streak.
And she's hot stuff.
She's hot stuff. She's hot, 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 baby.
Without further ado, Darcy Carden. That's the one.
Yeah.
Brian.
Rana.
Have you heard?
What's the word?
Zocdoc.
Yeah.
ZocDoc is a free app that shows you doctors who are patient-reviewed, take your insurance, and are available when you need them, pardon me.
Yep. I got to say, Rana, before you book any dinner, brunch, lunch in the city, you pore over lists and lists of reviews to see what these places are like. So why wouldn't you do the same when booking a doctor's appointment?
Such a good point.
Because with ZocDoc, you can see real, verified patient reviews to help find the right doctor in your network and in your neighborhood. Finding the right doctor is just, if not more important, Rana, than finding the right plate of Eggs Benedict or Salmon Benedict or Caviar Benedict.
Well, I like a Florentine Benedict, but I couldn't agree
Florentine's
more.
Florentine's nice. There we go.
I could not agree more. And the idea that you could get a great doctor who takes your insurance, is available when you need them, pardon me, and that this app can do it all for you. Do you know how frustrating it is to find a great doctor and to know that you're walking in with a real recommendation, not just
not to
I
mention
heard
that
from
you're
so and so. These are people that are crowdsourced in
reviewed.
Yeah.
And on ZocDoc, you can find every specialist under the sun. So if you're trying to straighten your teeth, fix an achy back, get a mole checked out, anything else, ZocDoc will do it. They have you covered.
It's also incredibly easy to schedule on ZocDoc.
So easy.
Yeah.
You could just use their app even, Rana.
Exactly.
Which is fabulous. And by the way, there are so many times now where like I can't get into my doctor for weeks. So if you need someone fast, this is the way to go.
Someone reliable, someone great, someone who takes your insurance, and someone who is absolutely thrilled to help you and to be part of this network.
Go to ZocDoc.com, find the doctor that's right for you, and book an appointment in person or remotely that works for your schedule. Every year, every month, millions of people use ZocDoc. It's the go-to whenever you need to find a book a quality doctor. Go to ZocDoc.com/AskRana and download the ZocDoc app for free.
Uh-huh.
Then start your search for a top-rated doctor today. Many are available within 24 hours.
That's ZocDoc.com/AskRana. ZocDoc.com/AskRana. Brian.
Rana.
I noticed your hair is looking thick and luxurious.
Listen, it's not the only thing that... It is, Rana, and I appreciate that very much. My hair is become mane. And by that, I mean it's thicker, fuller, healthier. 80 million men and women in the U.S. experience thinning hair, yet it's still not openly talked about, which is a shame. We should talk about it. We're going to right now.
Normalize thinning hair.
Correct, because it can be very stressful. It can be even scary.
True.
And the sort of stigma of it, and they're not talking about it, just adds to the problem.
Yeah.
I use Nutrafol. You want to know why, Rana?
Because it's fantastic.
It's fantastic. It's proven to work, and it's formulated with potent botanicals to help your hair grow as strong as you want. And it's physician formulated to be 100% drug free.
And does it work? Yes, Padma.
Yes, it's natural. It uses botanicals. It deals with whole body health even. And on top of thicker, stronger hair without lasers and without chemicals, Nutrafol's ingredients may also help you get a handle on better sleep, stress response, skin, nails. A little thing I like to call libido.
What?
Libido.
Oh.
Visit Nutrafol.com and take their hair wellness quiz for customized product recommendations that put the power to grow thicker, stronger hair back in your hands. When you subscribe, you'll receive monthly deliveries so you never have to miss a dose. Shipping's free. You can pause or cancel anytime. Does it work? Yeah, it does. In clinical studies, Nutrafol saw thicker, stronger hair growth with less shedding in 3 to 6 months.
And you've seen it yourself, haven't you?
Of course I have. Yeah. Whether you're experiencing thinning or not, you deserve hair as strong as you are. Nutrafol can help you achieve your hair growth naturally. You can grow thicker, healthier hair and support our show by going to Nutrafol.com and using promo code Brian.
With a Y.
Thank you. To save $15 off your first month's subscription.
Wow.
This is the best offer available anywhere, and it's only available to U.S. customers for a limited time. Plus, Rana, free shipping on every order.
Wow.
So get $15 off. I use Nutrafol. That's why this is good. Get $15 off at Nutrafol.com, spelled Nutrafol.com, promo code Brian, Brian, for hair as strong as you are.
Fabulous. Attention Carriage House members, Rana here to tell you all about Anchor.fm. Anchor is the fabulous app that we use to create our podcast. And let me tell you something. You can use it to create a podcast of your own. It's totally free. They have these terrific creation tools that allow you to record and edit your podcast right from your phone or computer, if you're that sort of person. I have a staff, excuse me. And now you can even add any song from Spotify directly to your episodes, which is pretty fabulous. The possibilities are totally endless. So download the free Anchor app now or go to anchor.fm to get started today. Kiss, kiss. Wait a minute.
I can't believe she hasn't been on the show. I've already said this, but I thought for sure she had.
Well, you know what? I ran into her at a very exclusive function a couple of weeks ago. I'm not going to get into it because Brian will get upset. And he'll...
Yeah.
You were out of town. It. I made a little trip to Los Angeles while you were out of town.
Wait, what?
The creators of Hacks, who I'm very close with.
I love that show.
Well, here's the thing.
Yeah.
And first of all, let me just say Darcy Cotton so she can talk, okay?
Hi.
That's how we're introducing her, just like
no,
that,
that's
Rana?
Great. It's great. We don't need much more than that. We just want to get into
that's
it.
That's not how we're introducing her. We're going to continue to introduce her.
Oh, okay.
I didn't
so
want
Darcy,
her to be confused about whether she could comment.
I'm allowed
not.
To say hi.
I've said her name now. I've conjured her. I've conjured her so she can speak if she wants to.
Thanks.
Okay, got it.
So here's how you know you've got a hit show. When they have a premiere party, there's about two or three venues in Los Angeles that they reserve for only the creme de la creme.
Yeah,
when they're
Chipotle,
really going to really going to splash. Well, when you have a premiere at the Acklight, RIP, you know you're only on a sort of middle production.
Yeah, that's about right.
You sort of think, well, it was nice of them. Yeah. But now
so where were you in Westwood? Where were you?
No, this is not a movie. This is a TV show. Very different.
Okay, yeah.
Doy.
It was a very highbrow affair. They had the screening at the DGA.
Sure. No drinks allowed.
Very safe. Absolutely no drinks allowed.
No crinkles, nothing. Mm-mm. No noise, baby.
But that is in deference to the material. You come to see a movie, they don't want to crinkle a wrapper. They don't want you dropping a cup.
They want
you paying attention
perfect.
To what is on the screen, and that's the picture is perfect, and the sound is perfect.
It is perfect. It's a beautiful theater.
So that's a classy, classy, and I would even say that's a real nod to Lucia and to Paul to say, we've got directors on this show. We're going to screen it at the DJ.
I agree, Rana, but why are we talking about them?
Because they had the party.
Darcy's here.
Sunset Tower.
The Sunset
at the bar.
Tower. Oh, the whole damn place.
Oh, I'd love to tell you it was just at the bar. I had no idea we were going to be in the Vanity Fair room. We had the pool.
From
tail. Oh, that pool.
Top to tail.
That's right, top to tail.
Nose to snout. Snout to tail. How does it go?
Did you feel the ghost of like Jennifer Aniston?
Well, she's alive.
Well, yeah, but I mean, like, did you feel the energy?
You could smell her perfume when you walked into the room.
Right, yeah.
You could smell the Aveeno.
And the other thing... It was sponsored by Smart Water. The other thing they had was in the bathroom of the Sunset Tower, they have a fun wallpaper. Mm-hmm. That's like an illustrated wallpaper.
Yeah.
They commissioned the artist to make their own Hacks wallpaper, and they papered it around the room.
Wow.
And because of COVID, the other thing that was fabulous, the party only had the creme de la creme. It was not overstuffed.
Overstuffed.
It was a regular Oreo, not a double stuffed Oreo.
I agree.
There was the vision of Darcy Cotton, all 6'7.5" of her, standing in the middle of this room with the most perfectly tailored dress, looking absolutely gorgeous.
I don't doubt a minute
court.
Of it.
And the first thing I said to
putting calendar entries into her physical calendar.
First thing I said was, how come you haven't been on this goddamn podcast yet? And that was the end of it.
And you know what's funny is I said something along the lines, I don't think I said like, you haven't asked me accusatorily, but it was my brain was thinking like, well, you haven't asked me. I would do it in a heartbeat. Well, guess what? I searched your name in my Gmail for one of these, you know, for some instructions on how to set up my fucking mic or whatever. And I saw an email from 19 where you and I went back and forth. Can you do this, Dan?
And
no,
I'll,
but how about next
and
week?
I'll
Maybe that's why I
this.
Thought we had had you.
Yeah.
Now, I'll tell you this. I personally, Rana Glickman, reached out to Darcy Cotton when we started the show because we have such affection for her to say she has to be one of our first guests.
That's
no
how,
question.
Yes.
But Rana, life Let's just get it straight. Dassey Cannon's been busy.
Let's get another thing straight.
Yeah.
I could have booked her. It wouldn't have been.
Let's get another thing.
I know Darcy
straight.
A long
you
time.
You don't do any work around here. So I that's don't, why you that couldn't day, book her.
I'm just saying if you needed to get Darcy, I could have booked her.
I would have absolutely jumped at the chance if either of you reached out. But you're yeah, life got in the way. You know what got in the way? Let's not even bring it up, but
that.
The thing
got in the way.
The thing. I know you guys continue to do these, but you know, once that thing happened, the world turned upside down.
Can we just quickly talk about, first of all, say hello to Jason, her loving husband, who's a dream come true.
Jason!
Hey. Oh, good. Perfect.
No.
Don't bring him in here. He's not fit for the screen.
Okay, fine. Well, tell him I say hi and I would love to.
He's not the talent.
What I was going to say is, everyone knows who Darcy Carden is, but if you don't, she's only historically on the hottest shows on television. Past, present, future. She's been on the hottest shows in the past. Oh. She is presently on a very hot show.
In the very near future,
is going to be on probably the most hotly anticipated show around. She's just one of those people who's on the hottest shows and also is the coolest person. How about that?
Oh, my God. This coming from the two coolest?
Celebrity has barely affected her.
Barely.
Other than to bring out the best in her, dare I say.
Oh, God.
Because it's
I don't know, Rana. I saw her recently. She didn't know. I saw her recently. I think it was outside Gelson's. And someone came up to get an autograph from her. And she slapped him across the face. It was awful.
Was it her husband?
A little role playing.
Might have been. That's true. Might have been.
What is framed behind you, dear?
Okay. The things I have framed behind me are set lists from concerts that I've been to.
Like,
is One Direction on there? She's a big Harry Styles runner.
Actually, One Direction is up here, which is kind of rare because pop and like hip hop concerts don't usually have a set list.
Who makes your wall? Which artists make
I'll
your
tell
wall?
You. Okay, I'll kind of shout them out. Uh-huh. We have Rufus Wainwright, Jenny Lewis.
Fun.
Alt J, The Counting Crows, Blur.
La, 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 la.
Some of these are old. Some of these are real old. Blur is from it's not from the 90s,
Blur,
but God.
That's a fun one.
It's from the early 2000s. Robin.
Robin. She's terrific.
Yeah. The Strokes right here has like a big boot print on it, which I love.
Oh, fabulous.
And then this is Fleetwood Mac, Sam Smith. And then I have a bunch more that I haven't framed. This used to be like my move. This used to be what I would do at the end of a concert.
Would you just run up, not
like spastic, freaky, I was like a man on a mission a little bit. I was like, whoever I was at the concert with around the time of the encore, I would just be like, I'll see you afterwards. Yep. And I would just sort of shimmy my way
up to
the front.
How do you get the set list? Where is the set list? Is it on the floor?
Yeah, it's taped on the floor, like in front of the microphones or on the piano or on the drums. Uh-huh. There's usually there's one for each musician, but sometimes there's a couple more. And you just, you said I was 6'7", which, is an exaggeration, but I am tall.
In heels. Yeah.
So I think the height really helped because I would just sort of, my reach was longer. You can't reach them yourself, but what are they called? The roadies.
But the security guides will be nice and hand them to you.
Yeah. Yeah. Or not. And sometimes they don't hand them to you and it's like a wee bit humiliating.
Well, of course, because why wouldn't they? What do they care?
Well, they're trying to just get in and out. It is totally power.
Yeah.
But, you don't want to you know how crew guys are. You don't want to make their job harder.
True.
But I would just sort of smile and make eye contact and reach my arm out as long as I could and just say, can I get that set list? Or excuse me, sir. Never I'm sure some girls use tits and stuff.
Boobs.
No, not for me. I'm not selling sex. I'm selling a smile and a thank you.
I love that.
Yeah.
Very sweet.
Speaking of which, you've got A League of Their Own coming out on Amazon, pardon me. And if I'm not mistaken, you're playing the Gina Davis role. Is that right?
Okay, that's a great, because of the red hair?
No, because of the height, again.
The height and the red hair.
Smile and America's Sweetheart, all of the above.
Here's the first time I gotta find my words for this.
Or even Pat's not the Pat's.
That's the thing. Let's talk about this for one, when I talk about
it. We don't mind calling you the new Gina Davis, do you?
I don't mind that. You think I'm gonna correct you?
Yeah.
Have you ever seen The Long Kiss Goodnight?
Yeah, I have.
Honestly, so it's terrific.
Good. It's God, so she's good. It's one of my favorite movies.
Makes me want to rewatch. She's incredible.
You should. That's a rewatch.
Yeah, that's a rewatch.
Amazing, for sure.
Okay, so this show is a, it's not a remake. It's a reimagining, perhaps. Okay.
Yeah, yeah.
You know?
Yeah.
It's all new characters. Oh, but great. there's some, you know, familiar.
A nod here,
A nod there. Yeah.
It takes place at the same time.
40s. You got the war. You got the guys all at war, the gals around.
And where'd
town.
You shoot this? Pittsburgh?
We shot it in Pittsburgh. We shot.
Well, really?
We really did. Did you? You knew that.
That
knew
was a crazy guess. Oh, I couldn't tell.
No, I feel like I knew that or read that or something. Yeah. Okay. Yeah.
Have either of you spent time there?
No, you know, I've never been to Pittsburgh.
Never, but people say it's a lot cooler than you would think.
And it's surprisingly pretty, Pittsburgh, isn't it?
Yeah.
I really do think that should be their slogan. Like it's something along, cooler than you think, cuter than you think. It's actually pretty, something like that.
Yeah.
Because it's lovely. That's what really I've heard. Lovely.
I've heard it's really, and also that there's just like good energy there and
totally
feels
the
very fresh and up
lovely.
And coming.
It's,
and yeah.
It's, I think I also pictured it as being just like cement and buildings.
Steel, totally.
And it is, we Jason, husband, and dog Penny and I drove there from this place, California.
Oh my.
And it was like, as we were driving into Pittsburgh, everything like turned green. It was all like trees and hills. And I was shocked.
There's a beautiful view from the baseball stadium there, I think.
There sure is, honey.
Yeah.
They don't have a baseball team there, Ronna.
No, they do the Pirates. I actually
No.
threw out the first pitch.
Did you really?
Did you get it over the plate?
Yeah.
Okay, you know what?
That's hard, Ronna. Who can get it over the plate?
I mean, I really think I can, and I didn't. I
no
didn't.
One does.
But the thing is,
she's
like,
been doing a baseball show.
I know. I really do feel like I have like a smoker. I have a gun. I really can throw it.
Yeah.
But I did this. I made the mistake of, and I recommend doing this just for a laugh. Like YouTubing like the worst first pitches.
Oh, the Howard Stern dude, right?
And like
what's
50
his face?
Cent and
okay, yeah,
and
Baba Booey. Yeah.
Okay, Baba Booey.
Oh, Gary's the worst person that ever threw a pitch.
It was funny when you said the Howard Stern dude, because I was like, it's Howard Stern. Like, like that. What's his name? The Howard Stern dude.
Yeah. No, Baba Booey famously, like, or infamously threw out one of the worst ever. Yeah.
And Carly Rae Jepsen. And there's just some good bad ones.
Carly Rae Jepsen. Well, she's Canadian. They do have baseball in Canada.
That's true.
Yeah, the Expos.
But you can tell it's just people that are like,
look at you.
Whoa, really?
Yeah, just Brian knew a team.
Don't worry about it, babe. Out. Mask for mask, no worries.
but anyway, I thought these people are they're what they did wrong is they threw it too hard, and you know you get the nerves of everybody looking at you, and you. So I was like, just be sort of calm about it, and what that equaled was like kind of a wimpy throw. If I should ever be so lucky to do it again, I'm going to fucking smoke it into that.
So listen to me. Not only are we delighted to have you here, but this is a show that is really not about anything that has to do with you. It really is about
we have to help.
I can't
people.
Believe we cut everything we've said. Let's get right to it. <you know. laughs>
Not a chance. Because we had to catch up, but we have got to help people. Darcy,
we have
people
to.
Are at
they
their
need the help.
Lowest. They
we
need
know you
our
know
help.
How it works, but essentially people write to us and they're desperate.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I mean, why else?
Yeah.
I suppose.
Yeah.
I mean, and are we good at what we have, do? Of course.
We have no specific qualifications, but we're just here to speak from the heart, you know?
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. And occasionally to blast people.
Yeah.
You do have quality. Maybe my hair will look better parted on this side. Oh, look at that volume. Jesus. I mean, that's not better, but my God.
I love
nothing.
It.
It's not nothing.
Boz Luhrmann would catch you in a second.
Oh, Boz. Should I? To be Boz's girl, you know?
Yeah, exactly.
Oh, to be the sparkling diamond.
The muse. Yes. The muse of the Boz Luhrmann and the Boz Luhrmann crown. They write to us. These are real letters from real people with real problems. Or they think they're problems. Sometimes we tell them they aren't really problems. Mm-hmm. And then I get upset because we get letters that I think, should you have sent me this letter or should you have sent it to anybody?
Sure.
You know, think about it.
Yeah.
Is it for us? Do we need to hear this letter? Do you need us?
Meaty.
Do you need the Avengers?
Yeah.
Or do you need the fire department? Yeah.
Exactly.
Yeah. Yeah. This is the Avengers.
That's Wait, right. Brian, did you say meaty / tempura-y? Wait, what did you
vegans.
Say? What did you say?
Well, I did.
You did? Okay.
Because we want meaty questions for people who are omnivores or carnivores. But we want tempura-y questions for people who are vegetarian.
Great.
Is that what tempura is?
Well, I think it's like a, it's almost like the like.
Oh, the breading. The breading. Never mind. I meant tempeh.
Meaty tempeh.
Tempeh.
Meaty slash tempeh.
Great. Yeah. Meat. Yes. The like, it could be, yeah. I mean, it could be. Yep. You got it.
Thank you.
Okay. I'm going to read the first question.
Tempeh, Arizona.
So buckle up.
Okay. You're reading the first one?
No, yeah, I am. Okay.
All right. I'm excited.
Because you have to read the second one because it's absolutely mental.
I can't wait.
Hi, Rhonda Bryan, and terrific guest. They got that right.
No kidding.
Love the pod and am such a fan. I'll keep it short-ish. They all lie about the Stassi. They all lie. Yeah. By the way, I forgot to ask, any relation to Mr. Dassi?
No.
Is that the inspo for your name at all?
Oh, there's my dog.
There's Penny.
Hi, Penny.
Hi, Penny. What a sweetheart.
She's so cute.
Oh, what a nice girl.
Hi, girl. Lie down. No relation to Mr. Darcy, but, you know,
sure.
He's hot and cool.
Yeah, sure. He is hot and cool.
I love it, but
he's got the stuff. Yeah.
He's got the stuff.
Yeah.
How do you tell your significant other that they should get a teeth whitening and this is sort of like a question we had a few weeks ago.
Yeah, we had a great
and
tooth
maybe
question.
Work on their stale mouth breath. Wow. My partner of over 4 years has a great smile and set of teeth, but I've noticed them becoming a bit yellow as of late, and he's become a regular victim of that kind of stale mouth breath thing.
Fuck.
I found myself leaning out sometimes when we have up close conversations. My partner is a surprisingly sensitive individual. I worry I can be a bit too blunt with such recommendations or fearless feedback. Haven't heard it called that before.
Yeah.
And I really am not trying to hurt his feelings. Even writing this, I worry about how vain I sound. But my partner has commented on the stale breath of another good friend of ours. So I don't think he would want to know if he was facing the same issue. Any recommendations would be greatly appreciated. Thank you in advance if you choose my question, Brian. And then there's a little asterisk that says, we're American in case that is a question. Huh?
Wait, interesting.
Good to know.
Oh, the letter writer's name is Brian. I thought, okay.
You were waiting
I thought that
for
they
like
were
a specific.
Brian, we're American.
Sorry.
Yeah.
Brian, thank
Brian
God.
With an, Brian with an I. Is how
okay.
That's
okay. Totally different. Yeah.
Darcy, what do you think? What would you
okay.
do?
This is so hard, but
it
I think
is, in, right?
It's important. It is important. There's a few things like I agree that the partner needs to know, but man, if you already have said that he's sensitive, that we have to be really, really careful of the sensitivity because this could really damage. I think there's a way to say, babe, can we have like a rough conversation? Like, give him the attention, the, like, this is, like, it's not just, oh, God, your breath. It's, like, I have to talk to you about something, but it's going to be uncomfortable. I really think it's starting like that. And then it's saying, I love ya. I love to kiss ya. I love to have sex with ya. I love to sleep next to you. But lately I've noticed, you know, like, that type of thing. Like maybe a bit of a sandwich, like a, I love all this stuff about you, but this thing is bad, but I really want to get back to the kissing and all that stuff. You know what I mean? Like,
yes. And I also love the idea of starting it with, I need to sort of have like kind of a rough conversation
with
you because I got to say, when it becomes about the breath, all of a sudden it's much less severe than you would think.
Yeah.
That's also really true.
Do you know what I mean?
Totally. Yeah.
In a good way. I think like it sort of makes it seem like, oh, that. Okay.
You're not cheating on me. Okay, great.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I also wonder if like,
right. We're broke. We have to move out of this.
Yeah.
Apartment.
Yeah. Yeah.
Oh, it's just a toothbrush. Okay.
This is a really, really, like you said, Darcy, this is actually much tougher than it would ever seem, I think, because it's such a personal thing. And also it rarely has to do with someone not brushing their teeth or not using Listerine. And Ron will talk more about it, I'm sure, because you've talked about it before, Ron. It's like a gut thing.
Yeah,
like it's
right.
like your insides, you know? And so it's sort of a
well,
thing
it maybe
that,
is, it maybe isn't. It well, may but be you, that this person is not eating lunch at work and then coming home and not brushing the teeth.
Right.
Mm-hmm. I mean, that's also with it.
Yeah.
If they look, I don't know the scent, but I agree with what Brian is saying is that it could very well be that.
Right.
But it might just be a hygiene thing.
Well, it could be, you know, sometimes a personal work all day and they get busy and they maybe he's, you know, it's crunch time at work. He's an accountant. I have no idea. And so he's just working. Look, if you two were on set all day.
Yeah.
and you just weren't thinking about it. And then you got home and it's like not taking a shower and going to bed
after being out
all day. And sometimes people do and sometimes they don't. And when they're really busy, these kinds of things, you just think, oh God, I know I should brush my teeth, but I'm too tired. I don't mean to go to bed. I'll never, ever in my life.
But some people do.
Understand a person who doesn't brush the teeth before they go to bed.
I'll never
be able to even.
I couldn't fall asleep.
That person's
like that.
Not.
Me too.
We're not the same species.
We're not the same.
That person. But it might just be long day, da, 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 in which case you have to say, you know, exactly as you say. And you might even say, I don't even think it's that big a deal. I think it's just when you come home from work, if you probably need to brush your teeth more than your kindergarten teacher told you twice a day.
Yeah.
You have to brush your teeth after meals or you have to, you know, whatever it is.
Yeah.
But it could be a gut thing, in which case
it's tough,
that
right?
really needs to be addressed.
Get a tongue scraper. Isn't that a thing?
Yeah. Oh. Tongue scraper. Mm-hmm. I think the big thing for this writer, this listener, this person who wrote in is don't do one of these like, oh God, your breath. Or don't do a heat of the moment. Do like a, I need to talk to you.
Yes.
You know, because I really think, I'm trying to think of how I would want it done to me.
I would probably... I'm trying to think if he should maybe, this is a man writing it. And this is for his husband or boyfriend.
Two men, husband, Brian.
Yeah.
Okay. Because I'm wondering if he should do it while he's inside him. Do you know what I mean? That might honestly be a nice time to be like, hey, look, I love you. And I just came. And your breath is bad. Don't do it that way, actually.
I think not. I think that could
scar. So I think actually Darcy has the right idea of just like, I need to have a tough conversation with you. There is a solution to it. That's the good news.
And I can't believe I'm laughing, but that made me think of something very funny, which I'm not going to say because it's too dirty. So
Rana. Can you,
I love when Rana gets dirty.
Damn, I love it too. I also think you can not blame yourself, but you can also
say, is there anything you want to fix about me while we're at it, having this conversation?
That's true.
Because I think that person, don't be surprised if they lash out and they say, well, I wish you'd trim your pubic hair.
Yeah, that's true. You got to be ready for that. You got to be ready for that.
Like, okay, fair enough.
And you can also say, like, I would want you to tell me. You could say, I'm always worried that I have this, so that's why I'm extra sensitive.
Yes, and also that it's lately. This was not previously an issue.
That's
so
really
I
good.
Just
that's
wanted
really
to bring it up. It's not like you're a stinky breath person.
Yeah.
It's just something going on. And so
because
I wanted
I will
to
say,
figure out.
If it is something that's always, this might not be the person for you because your chemistry might be off.
I have very strong feelings about that. I think scent is the beginning of an end of attraction.
Yeah.
Rana,
you could be the ugliest person in the world, but if you smell great,
I stopped dating someone for this reason.
Yeah.
That
good luck keeping
was
your
so
hands
perfect.
Good luck keeping your hands off a great smelling troll.
I know. And a
it's
great
true.
Smelling troll. Yeah.
It has nothing to do with their look or anything.
Alexander Skarsgård could come headed this way. And if he didn't smell right, I'd take a left.
Yep.
Yeah, I hear you.
You know?
Yeah. I hear you.
Good luck. Okay. Be sweet.
You've got this. Yeah, just be sensitive.
On the other hand, who knows? Danny DeVito might wear terrific aftershave. You just don't know.
I could see
him
smelling great. I could
be
awesome.
Me too, actually.
Yeah.
I could see that, actually. He's got something, Danny DeVito.
Oh, for sure.
He does.
Yeah.
Okay, here we go. Oh, my God. I'm already in shock by this question.
That's why I made you go second, dear.
Okay,
already in shock. Okay,
I'm
I can't wait.
Already in shock.
Okay.
Dear Rana, Brian, and esteemed guest.
And Penny. Don't forget Penny.
Thank you.
And Penny.
Yeah. Oh, she's here too.
I'm living in some sort of Looney Tunes nightmare. I'm a single Irish guy who lives alone in a one-bed flat in central London. I've been in this flat for about a year, but lately I'm being targeted by what I assume is some sort of organized band of rogue creatures.
I love the word targeted.
Me too. I love the word targeted. I love the word attacked when it's like just people, like when the housewives say attacked.
Yeah.
It's my favorite.
I'm being attacked.
Yeah. I'm being attacked right now. I love it. A few weeks ago, I was woken in the middle of the night, awoken by scuffle at my second story window, followed by a black cat jumping into my room.
Oh.
What?
I screamed.
Well,
the
you're
cat
being targeted
panics.
By a witch coven, not
that's
by
right.
a cat.
Yeah, black yeah. cat is particular. Yeah.
Yeah.
That's a special
I screamed.
Thing.
The cat panicked, and between the jigs and reels, I pulled a muscle in my neck and ripped the blinds off the wall.
What? And did what? And
wait,
the blinds off the blinds
wall.
Off the
Brian, did about you a, write this letter? This would happen.
Honestly,
to you.
I wish I were this good of a letter writer. Yeah. About a week later, I was standing in. Can't take it. I was standing in the middle of about a week later, I was standing in the kitchen in the middle of the day, and a different cat.
Why are the windows open?
Yeah.
A tabby this time.
A tabby, different.
Strolled into the kitchen calm as a cucumber. Once it saw me, it launched itself. It launched itself out the window, knocking over three potted plants. Oh, I thought I was gonna say it him.
Yeah.
This morning I woke up and looked at my window to see two squirrels playing on the downstairs neighbor's roof. I took a moment to stand at the open window.
He's gone. Come back.
I haven't even finished the sentence. I took a moment to stand at the open window and watch them play until one of them looked up at me, reared back, and attempted to jump in through the open window.
What?
I shut it just in time. I used to live on a canal boat where I'd frequently be invaded by ducks, swans, and all manner of small birds. But this is the second story flat in central London. And by the way, second story means third story over there.
Oh, yeah. Interesting. Okay, good to know. Good
what
to
am
know.
I meant to do to stop this sudden influx of creatures into my home? Sprinkle circles of salt? Just never open my windows again? With love, Stephen, feel free to use my name. I don't think they listen to the pod.
How? What a funny thing to picture. That is really good.
I would try. I'm not kidding. I would move out of the country if a cat jumped through my window. That would be it. I would be like, I can no longer stay anywhere near. Not that I'm scared of cats, but I don't need anything that big jumping into my window.
That's
and
huge.
Screaming at me.
Does this person have they neglected to mention that they have like a giant sculpture in their living room that's made of carpet or something?
That's what
I mean,
is this something that's
enticing them?
Yes.
This to me is like, you know, if a gorilla ran into your house and it turned out you were standing in front of a giant banana.
Yeah,
absolutely.
Yeah. Right. We need to know
got in there that they
is
want.
Your place candy coated?
Exactly. Yeah. I mean, you know, this might go back to the previous question. Maybe our Irishman's, you know, body smells like milk or something like that. Like he maybe is omitting a scent. Thank you. Mm-hmm. I said admitting. Maybe he's admitting that he has a scent.
He could be admitting also admitting a scent.
Yeah, yeah.
Admitting to a scent, yeah.
Or his fridge smells a certain way. Something in his flat is attracting rodents.
Are screens not a thing in London?
No,
get a damn
not.
Screen.
They
hun.
Don't have screens. They don't even have a person to install a screen.
Okay.
This is those countries where people think, oh, it's never hot here. But right. Except that it's hot 4 months of the year, but they just decide they only care about the cold months.
Right. Mm-hmm.
So they just don't do anything. No air conditioning, no nothing. And then people just drop dead and that's fine.
Are you guys into, wait, this is a stupid question, but are you guys into screens? If you had big, beautiful open windows, would you screen?
Well, they don't have
you...
mosquitoes. So, I would want
to. For those, I do have a screen, but I can move the screen if I need to.
Oh, I like that. I like that. Screen so optional.
I should always really be able like to that. Move a screen. Yeah.
Yeah, I guess so.
What's going on here? What is in your apartment that you're not telling us about?
Yeah, there's
so
I
scary.
Really
there's something happening. I'm curious if anybody else in the flat is experiencing similar.
Is this a thing that happens in your building?
Yeah. Is this a
are
building?
Yes.
Are they only
the
at your
time?
House today and they at somebody else's house tomorrow?
Knock on the neighbor's doors. Ask them the question. Worst that happens, you make a new friend.
Does one of the neighbors have several cats and are they coming down the fire escape?
Yes, exactly. Oh.
And so if they are, then they're the kind of cats that come in and out of windows.
I was
going to
say, maybe like an
apartment.
Animal was in heat in your building or something like that.
I think someone upstairs has a bunch of cats. And those cats are accustomed, the outdoor cats, and they're accustomed to going down the fire escape, up the fire escape, and into their own window. Yeah. So when they see your window, they just decide, I'll stop off in here for a minute instead of heading upstairs.
Yeah.
Or downstairs or left or right.
It's a shame because I feel like a screen would be a solution.
I know. Although I'll tell you, Penny my doggie, she walked right through our screen. She walked right through our kitchen screen. I mean, she's knocked it off before where the whole screen comes out, but recently she walked through it, and now there's a little opening that we call the dog door. There's a little opening in the screen. It's kind of perfect.
Like a little magician.
I think ultimately what you have to decide here is whether or not you want to befriend these cats.
Right.
Whether you want these cats in your life or not.
That's a great
point. Do you want
the
neighbor's cat to visit or don't you?
Yeah, because this could actually enrich one's life, you know?
Do you want cats that visit or not?
I don't need any animal launching in or out of my room.
The squirrel is really the anomaly here. The squirrel trying to get in is the strangest part.
When a squirrel is like aggro, it's pretty scary.
It's so scary. And I feel like anytime, you know they're aggro whenever they actually make eye contact with
you and scream at you.
Yes.
There's usually squirrels, you often see them in pairs running around together.
Yeah.
The other day I was in my yard. Six squirrels, eight squirrels chasing each other up and down the fence, and it started to feel dangerous.
Mm. Yeah.
Definitely dangerous.
Yeah.
Yeah. Don't ever get involved with a raccoon. We've talked
about
that before.
Aren't there scents that animals don't like peppermint? They hate it.
Yes, great.
Could you do like a peppermint candle or something?
That's great. Oh, also, you know what's funny is in his letter, I think he said cool as a cucumber, which reminded me that aren't cats scared of cucumbers? Weird thing. But I'm not kidding.
That's true.
I beg you, this is now maybe the second thing I'm telling you to YouTube, but YouTube cats and cucumbers. They're like terrified of cucumbers.
Is it the cucumber, or is it a sign outside my door that said caution cucumbers in the house? So that would lead me to hell.
Are they scared? You offer them a Pimm's cup, it has cucumber in it. Exactly. Are they scared of cucumbers, or are they just scared of big batons being you know,
no, they're scared. You're right. They are scared of cucumbers.
Why? I don't know why. I want to know. Like, yeah, if you put a plastic or a rubber.
No, literally, it's just people putting them on the floor.
It's like, just a full
then the cat
cucumber.
Walks in.
What?
A compilation of cats flipping
they
out.
They jump a mile in the air.
And they're not being shoved in their faces or anything like that. They're just there. Like
put a cucumber on your windowsill. Let's see if the cats come back. I can't believe this show. This show used to be a good show. And now this is Fonzie and the Shark.
This is Fonzie and the Shark.
Yeah.
Absolutely. Oh my God. Well, good luck. I don't know.
The other thing you could do is a spell. You're going to have to do a spell.
Yeah. Salt, find a witch.
Yeah.
Something. Yeah. That's easy.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Yeah.
But,
okay.
That was
here
horrifying.
We go. Now, this is a more serious one and probably one I do or don't have patience for. We're going to find out.
Oh, okay.
Rhonda Bryan, an amazing guest, if applicable. Absolutely is applicable today.
Absolutely.
I hate to tell you. Longtime listener, first time call. Please keep, but I do want a running list from the last person. Keep a list of all the animal encounters and the dates. And just keep sending them to us.
And
if
also,
you have another
you
animal encounter, just keep sending us another one. Yeah.
Just give us a quick, if you want to, we won't share it. Just give us a quick 360 video of your place.
Yeah. I really
so
do.
Maybe
I'm
we can do like
see,
a finder's keeper situation.
I really want to see the tree that the squirrels jumped off of. And I am honestly
and
very
I
want to
see if we can do a Where's Waldo of, oh, well, it's because you have that.
Oh, yeah. You have a big block of cheese.
Oh, look, you have a giant open can of tuna fish in your living room.
Right, exactly.
Every day.
Long time listener, first time caller. Your podcast is what I look forward to most on Tuesdays and Fridays. Oh, we've got a CHIP here, Brian. This person, Darcy, we have a Patreon, and this person is in a special Patreon club that they listen on Fridays.
Great.
Oh, wait till we tell Darcy about the AI Social Club, Brian.
Oh, God, she's going to die.
Absolutely.
I'm going to die.
Well, as a celebrity, she is used to receiving boxes from people, influencer boxes. They send her a box and they say, could you pretend to watch our show tonight and post about it? And we'll give you, you know, a sweatshirt and a candle and a box of chocolates and whatever, or a free facial to this place or this or that. These people have to pay for the privilege, but we have brought that kind of Hollywood energy to the design of this incredibly exclusive cocktail box. We have a cocktail club now called the AI Social Club. They get a box once a month with a surprise, the ingredients for a surprise exclusive cocktail, full-size bottles. Yeah.
Wow.
None of this pandemic nonsense right. where people would mix a margarita, charge you $198 for it.
Right.
Yeah. We'll send them like a bottle of Smirnoff or whatever. And yeah.
And then
you know what?
Fun...
I'm going to smear you in a second if you speak like that about this.
We I have won't speak
oh, in collaboration.
Right. No,
we're
not
in collaboration with Fiasco Brooklyn, this fabulous, wine and spirits shop in Brooklyn and with all these young, hot influencer types who are running this place.
Funky.
Very funky. Funky cute. Funky, you know? Cute.
Love cute. Love
but they choose only the most fabulous and exclusive items.
This sounds incredible.
A June drink was inspired by Brian's trip to Machu Picchu. In any event, AISocialClub.com, but
people should be.
Box is gorgeous. The goodies are gorgeous.
Get it for a, you know, get it for yourself, but also get it for a friend. What a nice gift.
Well, it's funny that you say that because we have the club. You can join the club, but what we did was a one-off option because I said, what if someone wants to send this as a gift? It's a fabulous gift.
Yeah.
And I said, who would ever do something like that for somebody? But Rhonda said, well, some people would. Yeah.
So, no, it's nice. That's a great, I mean, we're all.
It's a perfect gift. I would be so happy to get it.
Oh, yeah. I mean, come on.
Everybody listening right now has someone in their life coming up that they love, that they every year have to think, what the hell do I get them? This is it.
This is it.
Elegance personified.
Yeah. Yeah,
I've wanted to write in many times over the years, and this is the first question I've had that truly felt Rhonda worthy. My question is, how do I befriend, well, I'll be the judge of that. Okay. How do I befriend people who have more different personalities, backgrounds, careers, and general life views than my own?
Diversifying.
For context. Yes, diversifying. Exactly. Diversifying and also growing up, wanting to live that grown-up life.
Different perspectives and different background.
For context, a salon of sorts.
Sure.
I'm a 31-year-old genderqueer person living in New York City and go by he, they pronouns. I've always been a very rational, responsible person in my whole life. And in some ways, that's benefited me greatly. I have a high-paying job I've been at for 8 years and saved up enough through my early 20s to buy a small apartment in the city. Congratulations.
Good for you.
Yeah.
I just finished my first semester of grad school at Columbia working towards a degree that interests me more than my current profession. Mm. I've also had a cat with unexpected health issues that I've cared for the last 6 years. Mm. No small feat. Thanks for including that.
Gosh,
I mean, honestly, what do I care?
This person sounds like they're... Wonderful.
I'm sorry about the cat, but I'm not sure why that's important to this letter.
Okay.
I guess it's to say you're an empath.
Well, I just want to say any letter, if you own a cat, I would try to include a line about it in any letter we receive. I like hearing about it.
Okay.
You know, because now we've heard about two cats already. Yeah. So I feel like if you own a cat, just say like something again. My cat had
three
nothing
cats,
to do with it. Or
but the other guy doesn't even own any of those cats.
Oh, that's true.
Neighbor cats.
Right.
But I'm just saying for the future, Rhonda, I wouldn't mind a line about a cat if you have a cat.
Yeah.
The tabby cat is somehow so much funnier to me. They just
because it didn't give a shit.
Into the kitchen. Yeah. Just a new roommate. Yeah. I recognize. I told you there was a squatter down the street and the squatter introduced himself to me.
Yeah.
Wow.
I'm Jay, by the way.
Yeah.
As though he was the new neighbor.
Oh, funny.
I was going to say, oh, nice to meet you. I'm Rhonda. What? I recognize all of these are great things to have in life that my responsibility afforded me, but I still feel unfulfilled and that's where I need help.
Aww.
My therapist has helped me realize I want to be a more creative person and I'm accepting that and taking steps towards it. But I honestly have a hard time opening up and being vulnerable with friends and strangers. Most recently, I pushed myself to write and share a poem and getting more comfortable making jokey TikToks. This is a joke letter. Even though I hate the sound
of
my own voice.
I don't think it is. I don't think it is.
Even though I hate the sound of my own voice.
Hmm.
Well, that's ridiculous to hate the sound of your own voice.
Yeah,
but the
don't do that.
TikToks, I'm not sure about. Yeah. I love the friends I currently have, but in a lot of ways, they can be just as logical and emotionally guided as myself. Okay. Hmm. I went through a pretty tough breakup last year with a person who cheated on me with a couple and started dating a friend, quote, friend from Grindr in a matter of weeks. Good riddance, as Brian's mother would say.
Yeah.
When I freshly found this out and texted some friends, I got a lackluster, "You seem to be taking this well" response. Mm. And when I said I had reason to think I was also being cheated on with the new boyfriend, one of my friends jumped in to say, "Well, we don't know that's the case. And I don't think it is based on what I've heard. And I don't think it is based on what I've heard." I was taken aback that my friend, who was much closer to me than these other people, wouldn't indulge my feelings. Well, this is a very different question than your first question, Dia. So which one are you writing to me about? Thank you very much, Brian. This is a real chalupa.
Chalupa.
As basic as it is, something inside of something else. Edible, but the wrap is edible too.
God, you're good.
As basic as it is, I crave the feeling of a tight-knit group of friends eating brunch together, laughing even though all they're eating is salad, and gossiping and talking, taking each other's sides on the most ridiculous points. You can't live inside your television, dear.
Yeah, I was going to say, that's also sort of a fantasy.
Yeah, Sex in the City.
Rarely is that thing.
Sex in the City original, not the new one.
No.
The ones who will encourage me to follow my passions, even when it's the impractical thing to do. Bippity boppity boo, I added that. The kinds of friends who will spontaneously want to crash a comedy show after party, even though we weren't invited.
What is happening?
It's very fantastic.
How about the kind of friends that'll tell you when you're not taking your medicine? Okay. I find myself wondering, do people like this even exist?
There we go.
Or are these just stereotypes you see in shows like Emily in Paris?
Ding, ding, ding.
Did they crash a comedy show in Emily in Paris?
I don't know, but I would not say that Emily in Paris is known for its grounded work.
Right.
No, it is absolutely a magical show.
Right. It's Darren Star.
Yeah. It's known for its Golden Globe nominations.
It's known for that. Yeah.
And they've earned every single one of them by donating to the Hollywood Foreign Press. And do I need to fundamentally change myself and my behavior before finding these friends? Is this ever a possibility? Or should I just be grateful the people I already have in my life, even when it's looking like looking in the mirror? I have a feeling I'm not even asking the right question here. You're not. And that's why I turn to you two for your sage advice. Okay. I truly love you both. Please don't use my name. Signed, not Emily in Paris.
Okay.
Not Emily in not Paris.
Mm. Not Emily not in Paris.
This is just not, this thing that's in your imagination does not exist. And I do have to say, it can't, I get it. The media can make friendships feel oppressive because it's can sometimes make you feel like my friends aren't good enough or I don't know. It just sort of, there's also this weird pressure in shows like Sex in the City or something to be like, why don't I have my three girls? Do you have one?
Yeah.
If you have one person or two people that are as close as the girls in Sex in the City, you're doing great. And by the way, those two people don't even have to have too much to do with each other. But I will also say, if your friends are exactly like you, that's a problem. It's annoying. Mm-hmm. And it shouldn't be that way. You should ideally have friends of all different ages, of all different backgrounds, this sort of thing. Minus the fact that if they're like a hater or a troll, like then that's different.
Yeah.
But I would also say, I think it's worth looking a little bit inside because, it seems to be a little bit of my friends aren't doing this for me. And so you just take a look at what you're putting out there, I guess.
Well, I agree with everything that you said. I'm just going to add another little thing to this, which is we're dealing with an introvert who wishes they were an extrovert.
Interesting.
When you put it that way, I have a lot more sympathy all of a sudden because I am that.
Are you?
Well, was. Like, okay. I'm more of an introverted person, but I used to be really hard on myself about it.
Blow me over with a feather. Are you, what planet
blow
are
me
you
over?
Are you guys talking to me?
You're an extrovert that wishes you were an introvert. You're not an introvert that wishes you were an extrovert.
Well, sometimes I get really anxious in social situations.
Well, welcome to life.
Welcome to LA, baby.
You get anxious because you're used to being an extrovert and you think, I don't feel like doing this right now, but I have to because it's my job to be the extrovert.
Oh my God,
that's right. That's it. It's so funny to hear you say that. It was so funny to hear you say that. Me and Ronan were like, no.
you're great at being an extrovert, but you don't want it to be showtime all the time. And so you get tired or you get resentful or whatever it is. And it doesn't have to be showtime all the time. Yeah. And that's fine.
I don't know how everyone knows me better than me. Well, also but you're right. That's
yeah. And also maybe you've been feeling anxious lately because the world is so weird. That's and social. True too. You know, like I'm an extrovert too, but lately I've had a lot of social
but
anxiety.
Also,
and I think it's
there's
the same
extrovert, thing. Introvert. You can float between those things. You're sure. Also a person who loves to spend time by yourself. Recharging is incredibly important. For you.
Yeah.
And when something is encroaching on your recharging, if you don't set a little perimeter around mm-hmm. it, you get very anxious that you're not going to have the space sure. to recharge mm-hmm. and then go tap dance again, whenever you that is.
Brian, we're so similar. I'm exactly the same way.
It's a wonderful personality type, but part of self-care for both of you is being able, by the way, neither of you wrote in, so we're not going to spend much time on this, is being able to say...
To do the recharge.
To set the limit, because otherwise, when you show up, you think everybody expects you to give your A game performance mm-hmm. every time.
Right.
And so then you start saying, I don't even want to go because everybody wants me to act a certain way. And it's okay also to go to things and just to say, I'm just going to have a drink and, you know, this isn't my party or it's not my show or I just want to be here and support or I feel
wise.
Like popping in
isn't
and popping out, whatever it is.
Blowing my mind.
But but that's very hard because you're both funny, charming, engaging, energy forward, attractive. People want to be around you and know you for that. And then you think in your mind, I've been hired to do a corporate video for these people. And really, you've just been hired to come have a free drink or something like that. Yeah. But anyway, this person is having the inverted problem, which
back
is
to not Emily.
This is a little bit like, I don't know why this popped into my head, and I won't name names. And if this person chooses to name names, they may. But I had a dear friend who was in a relationship and found out that person they were in a relationship was secretly pursuing the same career as them when they thought they were a different kind of person than that. And this is a little bit like that. Mm. You have that fantasy of being an actor, a movie star, a performer, I don't even know, of being honestly Brian Adassi. And I'm not even talking about you both, your incredible, fabulous, flourishing careers. I'm talking about being the person who walks in the room who everybody wants to talk to, which, by the way, it's actually wonderful and informative that you both just said, I have so much, I mean, maybe it sounds crazy and indulgent and like, oh, you know, when you're a princess, everybody wants to talk to you. Like, why is that? The answer is you're a princess, you know, but that you have your own sets of anxiety or exhaustion or fatigue or whatever it is around knowing when I walk in, people are going to come up to me and I just don't have it in me tonight to do that. This person dreams of the opposite, that they walk into a room and that everything is easy for them socially. Mm-hmm. And people that have real social facility, like you two, really don't understand how painful it is for people that don't.
Right.
And most people who find it painful just choose to not engage or to be good at what they're good at, and that's fine. And this person dreams of being the belle of the ball. Mm-hmm. And Brian is 100% right. This person also thinks, for some reason, that if they fill out the perimeter, that they will then be sort of buoyed by this confidence of all the constellations in their world, and that this fabulous group will sort of rise up and walk in together, and that everyone will be attracted to the energy of this group, and that they'll all feed off each other and bounce off each other and magically always get a table for brunch at the hottest place because that's where they're shooting this week because there were permits and there's a cameraman on the other side of the screen
where
you're standing
team. And
they all hate
telling them
each
what
other.
To say.
Right.
You know, Kim Cattrall, that's what I have to say to this person.
That's what I have to say.
Kim Cattrall hates every one of their guts and doesn't mind saying, I don't care how much money you offer me. I'd rather enjoy my life.
That's right. That's right.
And you are still watching reruns where you think they're all best friends and they're all perfect together.
Yeah.
Sweetheart, you need to dial everything back about 4,000 steps. I don't know what these TikToks are. I'm dying to see them, but I also don't want them to be public. I'll tell you right now. And you need to, I think it's wonderful that you want to expand your horizons. I think it's whatever these things are that you wish you were doing, going to the hot restaurant, going to the Met to walk around with an, whatever it is, put yourself in those places that you want to be, but you have to walk before you run. Do not start walking into places wondering why everyone in the world isn't rolling out the red carpet and then go home disappointed that life is collapsing upon you because all of a sudden you're not a completely different person than you are.
Yeah.
Just start making your life a little bit bigger and stop worrying about everyone, what everyone else is doing. And when you start making your life a little bit bigger, you will hopefully meet other more interesting people. But let me tell you something. Little superficial with this thing that you want. And so when you meet these other people, you better choose to spend time with people who have value and who want to engage with you. And that will be a rewarding, enriching experience, hopefully in a fabulous setting. Take a cooking class at a hot restaurant if they're offering something like that. Whatever the things are that the cool people are attracted to. I don't even know if that's a thing. I made that up, but
I love that
whatever,
idea.
Some little, if there's a happy hour on that, certain they, that circle line around Manhattan, that boat, didn't they turn it into a bar or something?
Yeah, it's something like that.
Yeah, maybe there's a young people's event there. Go to that. And you might meet great people, or you might be the worst people you ever met and say, why did I ever want to go to this?
But it sounds either way like his world
lower
is
lower the stakes.
Yeah. Don't think too big too fast. Make a couple of small choices in your life. That
you're not going to be starring in Shakespeare in the Park a year from now. That's my news for you.
And it sounds like you maybe want to expand, just meet some new people and some, take a class, take a,
there you go.
Go to some
improv class and take find out you're not funny.
Yeah.
God,
but meet a couple people that you get along with and have a drink.
Find out you
that's
are.
That's a great idea. Yeah. Like go take a tour, like a group tour of something, go on a walking tour of this or that of Lower Manhattan, or do anything to activate your interest in something is just, you're automatically going to meet people.
People will follow.
Who are interested in the same things, but who are not you know?
And also, because of this sort of Emily in Paris of it all, maybe this is like a negative way of looking at it, but go meet those people. And who knows, you might find that you actually do love your friends and you actually do have so much in common with them. But it sounds like you just need to open it up a little bit.
You can have a lot of kinds of friends. You can have friends that are like you and friends that aren't like you.
Yeah.
There's no limit to how many friends you can have if you want to have friends. Sure. You can have, don't just throw out your old friends because, I mean, one thing as you get older that's wonderful is there's a real value in having people that have known you for a long time.
Yeah.
But also you have to be willing to be known. And that also seemed to be a fear in your letter, which is you're afraid to, you know, whatever this second question was about your friends who aren't caring enough about your breakup or whatever it is.
Right.
I would be curious what the first text you would say sent was. Maybe it was like, so-and-so cheating on me kind of sucks.
Well, yeah. Mm,
yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. Well, then somebody says, you know, what you're not saying is, hey, I just found out that so-and-so has been running around on me.
I could really
I'm
use
really
a
upset. Yeah. Is any chance you could meet for a drink? Or I'd love to
be
talk
willing
about
to-
it.
Be a little vulnerable.
Ask for, Brian says it all the time. Ask for what you want. Look at this head of this gorgeous head of
hair.
I'm trying to, it's just, I realized I
what
wanted
do I
my
think?
Hair up.
I think
it's
I
adorable.
See next magazine cover in front of me.
There we are.
Well, okay. I fucked it up, but you get what I'm going for.
I get it.
Yeah.
Brian, was that too mean? Go ahead.
No, it was perfect. It was, you're right. I mean, we just said get activated.
He thinks I was too
mean
to this person.
No, it was.
I don't.
I do think that the fantasy world is, it's hard. Also, again, not to keep bringing it back.
Is it too mean to you?
To Bri?
Yeah, to Brian was I mean.
To mean to me? Who?
I thought I was nice to you, but maybe I wasn't.
No, he needed to hear that.
No, you were real. It was really fucked up. Really fucked up. I'm really mad. No, I think
not as effed up as thinking you were an introvert.
Honestly, I can't wait to replay that part of the show over and over again. Because you're right. You nailed it. That's absolutely
no, but
true.
You can be both things. You don't have to be one thing all the time. But
you're right. It's just funny how like you perceive yourself versus how it actually is. You
know? But actually, those things aren't that far apart. It's just that you're worried about the part where you have to do the work.
Right.
And you do the work on your terms. You give of yourself how you
as
want
to. As much
as
you want.
You
That's
just
right.
have a fear, not you, but one.
One.
And I can Ustedes. Relate to this. Have a fear of the expectation of other people.
Yeah. Look at Judy Garland. That's what I think every morning. Look at Judy Garland.
It's okay. Whether they expect it, they don't expect it. You're not always going to get a show.
Right.
But I'll tell you what, you better get one when you show up to record this show, Brian. So I don't know how many naps or baths or whatever else you need to take before you get here, but Figure it out,
but do it.
I'll let you know what I need next time because it's not whatever. I need a lot of service.
It's not working.
Darcy, this is the end of the show.
Okay.
And what we do at the end of the show is we pick one of the people who wrote in to said something very sweet to, or just something that might make them feel good. And it could be anyone we want. It could just be from the heart. So, Rana, how do we do it now? Do we say the gift or do we decide
we pick the person and then we decide on the gift. But okay. I will say that that person, the last person, really taking a, I don't know if they're still doing this or not doing it, but taking an improv class at UCB or the Pit. Or I don't know where these places in New York.
I met so many good friends that way. I'm sure Darcy is you did too.
Even if you're not going to be a star performer, it doesn't really matter. It's great, it's the social effort.
Totally.
Part of a community and there's things to go to. And there are people who are writers that aren't really performers. The people that performers who aren't really writers. And the people who just want to be around
have
people
a sense of humor.
Who are part of the troupe.
Totally.
And there's a place
to go see
shows
everybody together and the whole business.
Yeah. I know. I don't really know if what the community
that
is like
right now. That person might enjoy something like that. I don't know what's
too
going on in New York, but that person
I don't either
might.
But there's something, whether it's UCB or an improv class or something like that. Go,
something
go
there.
Yeah. Go. It doesn't have to be with intent to be on Broadway.
No, and you don't have to go do those things with a friend. I mean, when I started UCB, I didn't like go with a partner.
Right.
You know what I mean?
Go,
like, just go.
Have that be part of it that you're going in.
Oh, I think so many people come in on their own.
Yeah.
Yes.
Yeah,
and they find community there.
Correct.
Moi. Yeah. I did that. Yeah.
Same.
Moi.
Moi. So Darcy, do we want to send something special to the person we just heard from, the genderqueer person looking for new friends, or whatever, however
not
we
Emily
wanted to find that letter. Not Emily. There we go.
Not
we want
Emily,
to send it to the person dealing with the partner who has a breath situation happening.
Uh-huh.
Or do we want to send it to cats?
Okay.
The other thing is the person with the breath could just dump, I don't know, 2,000 Listerine strip packets on the bed of the person that they live with.
Say, read them and weep.
Just say, clean it up.
Yep. Come on, honey.
Yep.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Get going.
And when you say send a gift, is it like, are we naming what the gift?
Once we pick the person, we'll choose the gift.
We sort of cultivate it from there.
Yeah.
Okay.
Who do you have a feeling for?
I think that both the first two are easily, I feel like the third one, this is a bigger, two, these are easy to solve problems. The third one, it's more in,
I'm
it's more deep. So
well,
let's,
it's not
let's
easy
help
to
out
solve the cat problem, but the person's also not in crisis.
That's true, but we don't have the answer.
Yeah.
I think the cucumber in the windowsill is going to do
a cucumber in the window. And by the way, I Googled it. They think they're snakes is what people think. That's what people think.
Oh, they asked. Somebody asked a cat and that's the answer they got.
No, I guess. You know what? Fair enough, Rana.
They think they're snakes.
Yeah.
What do they think?
But
that tabby
like
just walked on by and was like,
a snake any day.
Then maybe it's not snakes.
Cats are bold.
I'm also curious if it has anything to do with the cucumber. Like if you had a rubber cucumber, if you had a cucumber
shape. Is it the shape or is it the cucumber?
Does it have to be a natural cucumber?
Yeah. Is there something about the smell or the... Uh-huh.
But also don't scare your animals if they don't need to be
scared. That's the other thing is I watching a video like that, it is so funny, but it really like is
I know. It's poor kitties.
It's really sad.
But all of the above.
Okay. So Emily is what I'm voting for.
Not Emily. I'm voting for that as well. Rana?
I'm absolutely voting for not Emily, who I maybe was too hot on, but really needed to get that. I was too hot on them, wasn't I, Brian?
Really
no.
Weren't.
Yeah, I was. I was a little hot
on
them.
You're so wise, and you're just really giving it. You're telling it like it is.
I
That's your thing,
more
babe.
You
what are we
going to
give not Emily? Not Emily could also be called not sex, not in the city.
Not, yeah.
What can we give them that will help enhance their social life, get them out there to meet some interesting people? What?
A hand buzzer.
Just
people
like
laugh at that.
Some whoopee cushions.
Exactly.
Or they need an icebreaker, but they also need an anxiety reducer. Yeah.
I almost was thinking maybe just even, and I know we've done this a lot, but like one of those Palo Santo candles or something just to chill out.
In a new era.
Usher in a new era just to take it down a notch and just know that like all you got to do is put yourself out there and it's going to happen for you.
You just made me think of, go ahead, Des.
I was just going to say a gift we could give not Emily, not sex, not the city is taking away their Netflix account, their HBO account for a little while, maybe 6 months.
Uh-huh. Yeah.
I want this, their TikTok account. I'm not saying they can't have the internet at all, but they need to get out and stop kind of like living in their phone and living in their.
I also just realized something about them, which was not tuning into before, which is the first paragraph they sent us was all about everything that they had achieved and that they have all these achievements, but they don't have this other achievement. And this is the next achievement that they want.
Oh, interesting.
Which is to become a different person, basically. And I think it would really serve this person to understand that success, social success, is not a measurable commodity.
Yeah.
Feeling successful socially is about figuring out how you're comfortable, what you enjoy, how you spend your time. And that can be, or don't spend your time. And that can be whatever it wants to be. There are people that like to go home. There are people that have four friends. There are people that want to go to a warehouse and dance until 2 o'clock in the morning or 7 o'clock in the morning or monkey pox. But this person, I feel almost like this person has a to-do list on their wall. They're getting their graduate degree. They fixed their cat. They made enough money to buy an apartment.
Right.
Now they're going to become interesting.
Right.
That's their next thing that they're going to conquer. And I would encourage you to scratch this off of that list and start thinking about how you feel in your body when you are enjoying yourself. And I don't mean... And I don't mean pleasuring yourself. Well, I mean, you know,
and also safety and numbers, just in terms of like, take a chill pill. The last 2 years, it's been impossible to make friends.
Yeah,
you know what I mean. Like, it's sort of starting over for a lot of people. So it's going to be okay. Everyone's feeling
new beginnings here socially.
Yeah.
Palo Santo Lalabo candle coming your way.
Coming your way.
I think that's great advice. Think about what makes you actually
tick.
Feel. Good.
Tune into your somatic system, your nervous system, whatever you want to call it. And think about,
am I here because,
well, sure, a little bit, yeah, a little far to the left. But the next thing I'm going to prescribe is a drum circle in Union Square or whatever. It's a Washington Square Park.
Maybe.
Yeah, who knows?
But I think that you need to forget about, you know, the next thing this person's going to want is to buy cool clothes or something.
Yeah.
You Saint have Mark's to genuinely place. Be interested and want the thing. You can't just want it as a symbol of some kind of success.
Totally true. That was the
you won't find happiness there.
Yeah. This was a small thing, but like the therapist recommending, like, I don't know, writing the poem or getting into the TikTok. It's like, it has to really feel organic and natural.
Yeah. Did you enjoy the act of writing the poem?
Right.
Or did you write the poem and think,
I did it. Yeah.
Who wants to write a poem?
Yeah.
Or did you write it and think, wow, that felt great. I really got my ideas.
Mm-hmm. It might be a goddamn. Oh, no, you go.
No, but at the core of this is the problem that this person, and it's hard, it's an annoying problem, but it's a common problem of young people, which is you just have to figure out who you are.
Yeah.
And figuring out who you are is a journey. It's not something you figure out overnight.
I just figured out something today.
Can you tell
me? So try.
Well, yeah, that I'm an extrovert.
Oh, right, that thing.
Yeah.
you already knew what you knew. You just were looking at it from the other direction. That's all.
Yeah.
By the way, who says we're right? You're the only one that knows if we're right.
No, but it felt right. You know, it felt right. And also my point just being like, that journey never really stops. You know?
Yeah.
Also you can be that person when you want to be.
Right.
Just because you're tired of doing it sometimes doesn't mean you don't enjoy doing it other times.
Yeah.
Yeah.
You don't have to just shut down and destroy that part of who you are.
Darcy.
You get to just decide when to take it out and not take it out. That goes for both of you, of course.
Darcy.
There was a moment when I first moved to LA and I was wanting to, you know, I'd lived in New York for 10 years and I wanted to like dive right into acting and getting jobs and all that stuff. And it wasn't happening. And I started taking like this sort of hippie, like workout-y, dancey class. And it was not helping my career. I wasn't meeting Hollywood people or anything, but it was really like, I liked all the people I was dancing with. And I liked the teacher and I was sort of like inspired by all these people. And it kind of got me out of my head. And weirdly, I think that like sort of centered me to like get ready to like, you
know. Totally. What a great feeling.
Absolutely. Yeah.
And it wasn't something that I went into to be like, this is where I'm going to find my people or anything. It just was like something that felt good that I could kind of count on going to a few times.
Sometimes you have to go left before you can go straight.
Yeah, man. Yeah.
Darcy, we can't thank you enough. You're absolutely a dream come true.
I love you guys.
Watch all of it. I'm sure The Good Place is streaming everywhere. Barry is on.
Barry's on.
And then League of Their Own at some point.
coming soon. Coming I've noticed the promos coming. I love the little trading cuts. So
pretty cute. Yeah.
Follow her on all the things. And you're one of the good ones, Darcy.
And go to her Instagram in case you're interested in seeing people looking incredible every 2 minutes of the day.
Or my dog.
Or my
husband. Yeah.
Or Jason.
I love you guys. I really do. I'm honored to be a part of this and I can't wait to, you know,
thank you come back so someday. Much for being here today. Absolutely. Come back when the show comes out.
Great.
Yeah, that'll be fun.
Okay.
It's a date.
We adore you.
Adore back.
Kiss, kiss.
Kiss, kiss.
Oh, wasn't she a blast?
Darcy Carden. I loved her.
Come on. How did we even get her? She must be between gigs.
She's so great. She's
so fab. You know what? Why would I say that? This show's incredible.
Are you kidding, Rhonda?
The caliber of guest we get on this show.
I learn every week on this show, not to mention.
But I'm talking about the celebrities that float in and out of the door.
Are you kidding me? Especially, I mean, all the time, but
top
also like.
Notch.
We've just, it's been one after the other, after the other, after the other for years now.
Oh, it's an embarrassment of riches.
It is.
Yeah.
So do you want to hear this cliffhanger?
Yeah.
All right.
I do.
An enthusiastic hello to all present. I love you both and the pod. Chip, coffee, Negrana, and purchasing gifts off the Ronica list. I will follow you anywhere. That said, here we go.
Okay.
I'm a 32-year-old woman, and I've been married to my fantastic husband for 4 years.
Okay.
Am I wrong in thinking that a woman in her early 30s is almost as bad as a 29-year-old man on the existential crisis scale?
No.
That's certainly how I feel anyway.
Uh-huh.
And here's the crux of my dilemma. How do I hype myself up to become a mom?
Oh.
Some potentially, in parentheses, important background.
Okay.
I've always been skeptical. Apparently, upon being told where babies come from at 7, I said, just another reason to adopt. Amazing.
Cute.
I have a complicated relationship.
Kids say the darndest things, Brian.
They certainly do.
Yeah.
I have a complicated relationship with my own mom. She's an alcoholic with some mental health struggles. She has refused to face. My parents got divorced when I was young, and while my dad was very loving and involved, my mom had primary custody. We don't have a traditional parent-child relationship these days. And yes, I'm in therapy.
Okay.
I found out when I was in my early 20s that my body is a few pennies shy of a dollar. It will be very difficult or impossible for me to carry a pregnancy to term. If I do have a family, it'll likely have to go a different way. I'm an elementary school teacher, so I do genuinely enjoy spending time with kids.
Oh.
I know. I wasn't expecting that.
Curveball.
I also have 2 dogs, yes, I know it's different, that fill me with an absurd amount of joy and gratitude.
Okay.
So that's me. And here I am, 32, in a staring match with motherhood. I love my husband, and the idea of seeing him as a father and raising a family together seems magical to me. But being a mom, that's a different story. I feel like as a woman, I'm supposed to yearn for kids and feel like a mother in my marrow or not do it at all. That's not me. I'm honestly deeply ambivalent. If anything, I feel scared to take on so much responsibility and lose my identity in the process. Rhonda, I would love a mother's perspective. Brian.
Just not your mother's.
Right. I believe that on attitude, you've mentioned not wanting to be a parent. You know, I've sort of evolved from that, I think.
Oh, have you? I don't think it's a good idea for you to be a parent.
If you feel comfortable, I think you'd be great. I'd love to know
resist.
How you knew. No, please, it's perfect. If you feel comfortable, I'd love to know how you knew it wasn't for you. Apologies if that's too personal. 1,000 thank yous to you both, Charlie, she, her. What a great question that I think probably everyone relates to.
Yes,
and we've never really answered either.
Tons in that letter that every person can relate to wherever they ended up on the spectrum of this answer.
Correct.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Of
I know I'm going to have an answer.
You just genuinely surprised me by saying that you don't know how you feel anymore. You thought, anyway, we're going to talk about it on Patreon. But
I mean, I guess now like I'm
genuine surprised.
Yeah, you're right. Okay. So we'll talk about it on Patreon, but I'm just sort of like with the right person. Sure.
You're more concerned about who the partner is. And if this is one of the things they really want, that maybe you could be open to it.
Yeah. And I think I would be open to it.
Yeah. Save that for Patreon. Wow. Looking forward to finding out your opinion has changed by Friday.
Patreon.
In any event.
Patreon.com/AskRhonda.
And I have to say, I had another fabulous day with you, another fabulous afternoon. What a blast. Darcy was fabulous.
What a blast. what
choice could she have but to be fabulous with a name like Dassey Cotton?
Dassey Cotton, true.
And so we will see you on Patreon, and we're looking forward to it. All right, dear. Kiss, kiss. All right, dear.
Kiss, kiss.
Hi, I'm Dr. Lori Watson and the co-host of Foreplay.
I'm your co-host, George Fowler, former firefighter, your couple's therapist who loves to talk about sex.
Woo, let's discuss everything about the best sexual techniques to building your emotional intimacy, which is really necessary for great sex.
We bring sound, concrete tools to reframe your relationship problems and learn how to fall in love again and feel desire.
Listen to Foreplay Radio on the iHeart app, on Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.